Hello everyone, and welcome back to Famous Personalities. Today's episode is the second in a three-part series dedicated to three women mathematicians and scientists who worked to change the world: Katherine Johnson, Dorothy Vaughan, and Mary Jackson. The previous episode was about Katherine Johnson, so make sure to listen to that episode as well. Today, I'm bringing Dorothy Vaughan into the spotlight. A brilliant-minded mathematician and successful computer programmer, Dorothy ran a department in the Langley Memorial Aeronautical Laboratory and paved the way for many young women and mathematicians for years to come while enduring the severe brutality of discrimination. For many years, women flourished in the field of mathematics, thanks to the efforts of many women like Vaughan. So please be ready for a hopefully wonderful tribute to our hidden figures. Before starting, I'd like to tell everyone a little bit about what scientist Dorothy Vaughan is famous for. She served as the manager of the West Computing Pool of Langley for many years, until 1958, when racial segregation was ended at Langley. She was the first African-American woman to do so, and she opened up new opportunities for young and old women alike. In addition, she also received the Congressional Gold Medal in 2019, 11 years after her death. Dorothy Vaughan was part of many famous missions that NASA conducted during its Mercury and Apollo programs, many of which other women at Langley played major roles in, including Katherine Johnson and Mary Jackson. Some of the missions were the Apollo 11 mission, John Glenn's mission, Alan Shepard's mission, and the Apollo 13 mission, which could have easily resulted in a tragedy for the entire nation, but was thankfully saved by many ingenious mathematicians and engineers at NASA. Our nation is eternally grateful to Dorothy Vaughan and all of her peers for saving science from the hands of the racial and gender barriers. Early life. Dorothy Vaughan was born as Dorothy Johnson to Leonard and Ann Johnson on September 20th, 1910. Dorothy's mother died when she was 2 years old, but Dorothy's stepmother, Susie Peeler Johnson, treated Vaughan as her own child and pushed the little Dorothy to success. When Dorothy was 7 years old, her family moved from Kansas City, Missouri, to Morgantown, West Virginia. Dorothy graduated from high school in 1925 and from college in 1929. Dorothy went to Wilberforce University, where she majored in math. The oldest historically black private university in America, Wilberforce University is a university in Wilberforce, Ohio. Dorothy Vaughan excelled as a student and was even recommended for a graduate study program at Howard University in Washington, D.C. But the looming thought of losing an opportunity to support her family during the Great Depression drove her to become a teacher instead. Adult life. Dorothy started her career as a high school teacher at Robert Russa Moton for 11 years in Farmville, Virginia, and had married Howard Vaughan in 1932. However, during 1943, when World War II was at its peak, she had been selected to work at the Langley Memorial Aeronautical Laboratory in Hampton, Virginia. Between locals and residents of the area, the NACA, which stood for the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, was highly regarded as a secret government project, and some people even went as far as to call the people who worked there NACA nuts or weirdos. As Margaret Lee Shetterly, author of Hidden Figures, puts it, if they'd known more about the nature of the work and successes being chalked up by the strange folks next door, the neighbors might have asked for a tour. And this was very true, though no one knew what really was going on, owing to the fact that NACA employees were entitled to keeping mum about their work. In a way, the NACA was a secret program. Of course, Due to many misconceptions that often left people against racial integration, Langley had put several restrictions on who could work at Langley. For instance, African-American women had to have certain degrees and honors to work at Langley that white women did not need to have. In fact, many of the women in the East Computing Pool were the wives of many of the engineers at Langley. An ideal, though, that ran through many families back then, and still does, is that you are no better than anyone else, and no one else is better than you. So the women did their work diligently and kept their heads high. And now, back to Dorothy Vaughan. Vaughan worked under many women until finally, in 1949, she had been made the manager of the West Computing Pool. She was a wonderful manager and worked very hard to help the talented women of the West Computing Pool succeed. In fact, Katherine Johnson, whom Dorothy had been close with before Dorothy's days at Langley, had come to work under Dorothy at NACA. In 1958, NACA had changed its aims from putting planes in the sky to putting spacecraft in outer space, and renamed itself as NASA. Around the same time, segregation in NACA had been banned. Although many rejoiced at this wonderful news, it was a bittersweet moment for Dorothy, for this act ended the West Computing Pool's days and Dorothy's time as a manager. Yet this wasn't the end of Dorothy's career. Oh no, it wasn't. Dorothy became a renowned programmer of the expensive IBM computers that NASA bought to help with computations for spacecraft. She was also someone many people looked up to, asking her for recommendations or giving her challenging work to get through. She retired from NASA in 1971 and passed away on November 10, 2008. Her memory will be cherished forever, not just by her friends and family who were near and dear to her, but by the whole world. Dorothy's impact on the world. We credit many impacts to Dorothy Vaughan's name. For starters, she was the first African-American manager at Langley Memorial. This may not seem like a big achievement, but back then, it was really hard to have a solid, steady job. But becoming a manager, that's a whole new level. Of course, while many brilliant women worked in West Computing, most of them never went to the level of Dorothy Vaughan. She pushed herself to become one of the most wise and trustworthy mathematicians at Langley, where she showed all of the people there that you don't have to be a man to succeed. She greatly contributed to the civil rights movement by pushing women and men of her race and everyone else to open their eyes and say, "Hey, segregation's wrong." Because it was and still is. We thank her and everyone else who helped the world open its eyes, and we'll never forget what they did for us. A fun fact about Dorothy Vaughan was that during her time teaching, she was a very orderly and strict teacher, but was still wonderful at getting things to work. In fact, according to the book Hidden Figures, as a teacher, her ambitions were more immediate. With only 8 classrooms, no gymnasium, lockers, or cafeteria, and an auditorium outfitted with folding chairs, it took all her leadership and creativity to maintain an orderly learning environment. Somehow, she managed to impart the finer points of arithmetic and algebra in the auditorium, with 2 other classes taking place simultaneously. The school building might have been modest, but Dorothy's standards were not. She once discovered an error in one of the math textbooks she used in her classroom and dashed off a letter to the publisher informing them of their mistake. They fixed it and sent her a thank you letter in return. What an awesome and straightforward way to tackle a problem. "I changed what I could, and what I couldn't, I endured. Dorothy Vaughan. Thank you so much for listening to the third episode in our series, Famous Personalities. This episode was about Dorothy Vaughan, a hardworking mathematician and leader. Subscribe to Famous Personalities. We've got more episodes to come. This is Shripriya signing off. See you next time.